2237.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, and Chris, of course, is at Laguna Beach, California, having a whale of a time with dolphins, not whales. Maybe there are whales there, too. We'll have to see. We have Ron James, producer, and before we broke for a few pieces of business, I asked Ron a rather involved question about the citizen hearing on disclosure and about the impact and the potential for the future. But before we go on, let's start at the beginning. Ron, how did you get involved in it?
Well, you know, oddly enough, it was about maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago, that I met Stephen Bassett, actually through Chris O'Brien in Sedona. There was some event that Steve was at, and we went and filmed it. And we shot interviews. Carrie Cassidy interviewed him, and I interviewed him in the same sitting. And that was my introduction to Steve. And since then, I've produced a boatload of media with him. We did the 2X conferences together. My film, The Disclosure Dialogues, It Could Happen Tomorrow, that one won Best UFO Feature Film and People's Choice Award at the 2012 EBE Awards down at Open Minds in Phoenix. There's a banner for that film on your website, too. I see you still have up there, so if anybody's interested in it, they can check it out there. So naturally, when Citizen Hearing came along, Steve brought me in at the very beginning to be associate producer and part of the production team. The thing about the Citizen Hearing was that Steve had always had this vision of this very formal event that was modeled as closely as possible to a actual congressional hearing and done in a very orderly way and done in such a way that the format would be recognizable by people in positions of power. And right up until the last minute, he was pulling his hair out just thinking, you know, I hope I've done this. And for all of its positives and all of its negatives, it was a fantastic event. The evidence was put forth. There's so many people that say, and I've heard this before, I've heard it about paranormal phenomenon, and I've especially heard it about UFO-related phenomenon. And that saying is that if all of this collected evidence was ever presented to a jury in a court of law, they would have no choice but to, upon the preponderance of the evidence, to say that, yes, there absolutely is a cover-up, a deception, and there absolutely is life coming from somewhere other than our knowledge of this planet. So this was that. I mean, this was the opportunity for as close as you're ever going to see to have that evidence presented in as close to a court of law as it was going to get. This assumption and this saying actually materialized into something where, yeah, we actually got former members of Congress, some of them very illustrious former members of Congress, to come and conduct this thing. And even though they weren't active members of Congress, and even though it was at the press club and not in Congress, the look and the feel, the order, and the way in which the evidence was presented was nothing like it has ever been done. Steve is of the idea that, you know, this whole citizen hearing thing, it doesn't just have to be UFOs. When there's an issue that we need to deal with as a society and as a country and as a group of people that's not being handled by our lawmakers, perhaps this is the beginning of a whole new genre of resolution. The citizen hearing could be something that resonates and is duplicated through a whole variety of subjects. You know, let's have citizen hearings on nuclear power. Let's have citizen hearings on whether or not we want the NSA tapping our phones. Let's have citizen hearings on what we really want to do about our issues with Iran and the Middle East. Our political system is failing us. And so this citizen hearing model is something that has shown that you can go and do things in the manner that the system is used to, and perhaps you're going to affect a little more change. It got less ridicule and more positive press than any UFO conference ever wanted to have. It found its way into more mainstream news than anything, and most of the coverage was reasonable. I mean, people weren't laughing at us anymore. People were saying, wow, you know, maybe there's something to this. These former members of Congress issued an official document that called for the UN to open up formal investigations into what's going on with this topic. And they did a few other things like write formal requests for Burroughs to get his medical records back, things like that. So the citizen hearing is a shining example of what can be done when people say, okay, how can we work within this system to affect change? And how can we do this in a way that is going to get some attention? And it didn't light the world on fire to the point we wanted it to. However, it is a historic event, and it's still resonating. People are still going online to the archives and watching them. Newspaper articles are still being written, and the event is still being talked about. And in the halls of Congress, word is, phone calls were made. Louis Farrakhan showed up at this thing, and supposedly he met Roger Lear in the restaurant. And when Roger Lear ran into him, he was on the phone with President Obama, giving him the lowdown on what was going on. So we know that whether our work is visible or not, this format affected the political process in a way that has not been done yet. And so because of that, it's both a victory for the movement and a shining example of how to facilitate change and progress.
You understand the criticisms made about it, that maybe 90-95% of the presenters were very credible, but a few, when we know their names, were not so credible.
Well, you know, I mean, there was a lot of people that wanted to present that, to Steve's credit, he absolutely did not let them show up. And some of them are making a lot of noise. And all I can say to that is boo-hoo.
But there's some people who were there that maybe we would have preferred not to be there for similar reasons.
Well, you know, you kind of have to look at it like this. Bill Clinton was a pretty good president. Was he always honest 100% of the time? Well, no, but does that negate his presidency? Some of these people that we're talking about have made tremendous contributions. Rather, they've done things that may or not be completely credible. So because of certain other media projects and certain collaborations, there were some people there, and we were happy to have them. And you could always attack somebody's character, but you know, if you look at the body of their work, almost all of these people have made contributions. You might not agree with everything. They might not have always been 100% on the up and up, but really, who is?
At the end of the day, let's face it, Stephen Greer has problems, very serious problems with the stuff he's done lately. Yes, he's done some interesting stuff with regard to UFO disclosure early on. But I think he corrupted that message severely. And I would highly question, as did a lot of people, having him at this event. I think without him, the event could have gone on just as well or better, and maybe some of the stench would have been gone.
Well, look, Chris and I put out the definitive film on UFO disclosure, and Stephen Greer was conspicuously absent from it. And when I met Stephen Greer, it was very apparent to me that he knew it. And so, you know, it's like we all have our own personal opinions. I think that Stephen Greer has a certain amount of information. Everything that he's done, there's good and there's bad, and there's completely honest and there's questionable. We all know that. However, he is still a luminary in the field, and he still did have some valuable information to contribute. So, you know, you kind of got to look at it like that. And I know there was a lot of debate about whether or not that particular person was going to be involved, but we worked with him on Sirius. I don't know if you know this or not, but I was the on-camera personality that hosted the Sirius red carpet premiere party for the webcast. And so I actually interviewed Stephen Greer the night of his film premiere. It was the first time I met him, and it was very funny. Everybody makes mistakes. Steven's been doing this for a really long time. He was doing it when there was nothing in it whatsoever except a fight. And so, you know, I'm not going to defend all the stuff that's out there or even comment on it. But at the end of the day, if that's the only thing wrong with the citizen hearing, then hallelujah.
Like I've said many times on this show, Steven's message is more important than he is.
And the problem is he came to think that he was important, and that the message maybe was less important, and therefore if he's going to be the messenger to deliver that message, it would be a problem. The point being here, though, we can agree to disagree. I think if he was out of the picture, people like that, maybe some of the things that people pointed to wouldn't have happened. Maybe a certain former government official in Canada saying some wacky things on the final day.
Quoting Jim Sparks, like I said, Gene, I was trying to tickle my nose so I could sneeze and do the, but fortunately.
It sounds like my dog when my dog sneezes, just like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, look, there wasn't a person in that room during Paul Hillier's closing that wasn't just going, oh my gosh, what do we do? I had a paper airplane ready to launch his way, but and I did actually on one of the sessions, I threw one at Richard Dolan because he just kept going and going and going, and we all wanted to go home, so I just tossed a paper airplane at the stage.
So you are an equal opportunity paper airplane thrower. Believe me, that's hard to say five times fast. We have Ron James joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're returning to that topic, the Citizen Hearing on Disclosure, with Gene and Chris. Ron James joining us. He produced a video of it, and Chris help them out. Let's just cover the implications now. So I've seen coverage. Some of the coverage is quite favorable. The New York Times did a really good story about the event. Some focus on the Lulu aspects of it. You know, the Lulu aspects being, okay, not so much positive. But from here, what is step two? Where do we go from here, Ron?
Well, up our sleeve next is actually the contactee hearing. The citizen hearing on disclosure was mainly people who had actual evidence or knowledge of evidence about government cover-ups at the whole issue. The next one is going to be contactee-based, where people that have had experiences and that type of evidentiary presentations will happen. The citizen hearing itself sparked an entire movement. The Congress people involved all put together a letter, the ones that could sign, and put forth the resolution that the UN should get involved. So there's people right now working on getting the UN to open formal investigations into what's going on with the cover-up of this type of phenomenon worldwide. So that could be huge. What's really funny about what's happening with the media is there has been such an organized media effort of ridicule for so long that the media still does it. But what they don't understand is that 75% of the people in this country, I'm not sure the exact statistic, but that's about it, have the idea that, yeah, there's probably some sort of extraterrestrial intervention with our planet. And almost 100% believe there's life in outer space, including
scientists. But Ron, the last poll I saw was one that came out in connection with the Chasing UFOs show that was commissioned by National Geographic. One-third of America believes in UFOs in their interpretation being spaceships. So it's not two-thirds, it's not 75%. It used to be 50% back in the 90s and 80s, etc.
Well, you have to look at National Geographic. For one thing, they're the rigidest, most scientific of the channels. If you look at their programming, it's always skewed that way. So, and then putting out a poll on the heels of arguably the most fiasco of a UFO television show. I mean, chasing UFOs and guys jumping over fences. It's almost like going to the circus and putting out a thing about who likes peanuts. You know, it's not the same.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say this. I like James Fox, but he's not an action hero. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Ron.
What's really funny is, and I have a recollection, and Chris does too, of a meeting with David Serrata probably 7-8 years ago, where David talked about a show called Chasing UFOs. And the whole idea was he was going to fly around in a Learjet and with a parachute just in case he had to abandon the plane and look for UFOs in the sky. And probably, I'm sure there was some ground maneuvers involved in that concept. But it seems to me that his treatments got chewed up and spit out by the mainstream media machines, and they kind of ripped him off and put it into this show. I haven't talked to David about it since then, but I'm sure that he's of that sentiment, especially since the name of the show was the same. Look, if you take all of the different polls, and rather it's a third, two-thirds, whatever it actually is, it's a significant amount of the population. For the media to continue to ridicule it based on an old paradigm, all it's showing is that they are acting on orders that are obsolete to this point. And even they're insulting the intelligence of the average American that's really paying attention. If you go to the people that have spent 5 minutes watching Ancient Aliens or learning some of the things that digesting some of the evidence, the percentage of people that believe that we're not being lied to goes up exponentially. So when you start talking about an educated public and then you continue the ridicule factor, it's a clash of cultures that's occurring here. And so this media that continues to make a joke out of the subject, people are just shaking their heads and they're exposing themselves more and more of puppets of deception.
Of course, when you look at how things are with our government now, we believe them less and less. Now we hear about the NSA and about what they admit is going on. And we assume if that's what they're going to admit, what are they really doing? You know, the approval rate of Congress is what? In the single digits. Nobody believes what they're doing. A bunch of nasty old men who have no clue of what's going on in the world. We talk about the media and where people get their news. So we find, for example, that Comedy Central, the news at Comedy Central, is considered more credible than not just Fox News, but any TV network. No one believes what anybody says. I once theorized that if President Obama tomorrow said, "We're being visited by ET, it's all true," we wouldn't believe him.
Well, you know, that plays right into the false flags, because then the very next day, Alex Jones would be on the air saying, "It's not true. It's the UN disguised as aliens landing on American soil to put us all in trains." You're right. And we're so confused with the stuff we're being fed that the truth is buried in there somewhere. So people kind of have to be discerning. And the more people search, the more they're able to discern for themselves what feels right and what doesn't. And the more people that actually look into this topic, the more people understand. And we all know, you know, that we're being lied to and deceived on almost every level by anybody in power, whether it's a corporation or a government agency or the whole bureaucracy that makes it happen. But at the end of the day, the media can continue this facade of ridicule, but it's falling on deaf ears. I think at the end of my Disclosure Dialogues movie showed President Obama at a mock disclosure underneath President Reveals ET presence, and it showed videos of flying saucers. And I ended the film. I said, Disclosure, it's already happened. The rest is details. And if you're paying attention, Disclosure has already happened. The collective society has not yet completely caught up, but I think that the presence of ETs being revealed to humanity by ETs is two generations away at best, if we survive that long. These races are not going to come down and welcome the barbarians of Earth into the Galactic Brotherhood until we prove that we can survive ourselves. And it's not because there's a pocket of people in LA, Sedona, wherever, that consider themselves enlightened and the planet is waking up. It's when the rapists in Somalia and the people that are chopping off heads in Saudi Arabia, when those people elevate themselves to a level of understanding the interconnectivity of the human species, then we can talk about a planet that has evolved to the point where we're worthy of being let off of our let out of our cage. So
of course, that assumes also that ET is friendly, that it is ET. There's a lot of questions you can ask there, and a number of those questions are things we've talked about in the PowerCast over the years, and things I've seen myself in studying UFOs, which is things are not what they seem to be there either. And that ET may be the simplest answer. But when you talk about the media presenting anything, we also have to remember it's not a liberal media. It's not conservative media. It is a corporate media. We have corporations who exist to make a profit. They're not existing to inform the people. Now, one time in the far distant past, for example, with network television, local TV stations, it wasn't about the profits. It was about fulfilling your obligation to get your license from the FCC. That obligation was to act in the public interest. So the news department, it was hands off. You didn't touch them. You didn't tell them what to do. One day they woke up and decided, you know, guys, we could make money from this. You know, this could be a real moneymaker. So they had happy talk news, or they have conservative news or liberal news. They simply take the basic information, they distill it, they homogenize it, they change it, and they present it in a way to get the most viewers, the most advertisers, the most profit. End of my soapbox until the next segment. We have Ron James joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the PowerCast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo.
Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Isn't that funny? When I first started working at a radio station as many years ago as news director in suburban Philadelphia, he gave me the Bleeds It Leads line like the first day. Before you start working here, this is the way we do things. And he went to that spiel. I said, all right, fine. You know, I needed a job. So I did what he told me. I didn't lie about anything. You know, I didn't alter anything. I didn't withhold anything. But we had to do what we had to do. With Gene and Chris and Ron James, we're talking about now, segueing from the citizen hearing on disclosure, and we'll get back to that in the impact, but about the way the media treats anything, and not just UFOs, not just ghost sightings, but anything. Ron, you had a comment.
Yeah, you know, I was. If it bleeds, it leads is just another example of what I was talking about. If society and the people watching and listening were not drawn to that, then it would be, if it loves, it rises above. You know, it would be like, hey, the story about the little girl that got a kitten that helped her cure her cancer would be the story that leads the day. Our society does not have an appetite for that. So we again, cannot blame the media. We have to take a deeper look, and we have to take a look at ourselves and what's happening in your own homes and your own family and what kind of media you're gravitating to. That's where you're going to find how you affect this change. But you're right. It's a reflection of what's happening in the human condition. It's not a reflection of a few who are choosing to feed us this stuff. There's a certain argument that says, well, we've been force-fed it for so long, it's what we're used to eating. But I just don't buy that. I see people in this field trying to make change, and I see them failing miserably. Until people want to be fed a more healthy diet, they're going to continue to get O.J. Chases and Kim Kardashian and Snooki.
Oh, please, don't
Honey
start with
Boo-Boo.
Snooki.
Yes.
Honey Boo-Boo, y'all.
Boo-Boo.
Okay. The show is now descending into areas that we don't want to approach, but you get the picture. Now, one of the criticisms made of citizen hearing on disclosure, and one of the things that Leslie Kane maintains in her own treatment of the subject, is don't say, we're being visited by ET when you go to a scientist or a soldier or a government official. What you say is, look at all the weird things that are happening. Look at the evidence. The evidence points to something that is solid, intelligently controlled, tracked on radar, photographed, etc. Give them the evidence shorn of the conclusion and let them investigate and reach their own conclusions, whatever it is. But if you walk in and say, ET is here, they'll look at you and say, get out of here.
That's true, and that's a good point, and that is one of the bedrocks of the Paracast. We've been championing this more conservative approach and this approach that does not include any sort of conclusion that isn't open-ended, because we don't know. We don't know what we're dealing with. We have a certain amount of information that we can refer to. There's evidence that suggests that we're dealing with something highly technological that's non-human. But putting for instance, Stephen Bassett putting up a petition at We the People, the website for the White House, and having the word extraterrestrial in it is you're shooting yourself in the foot. Languaging is very important. And if you language something to suggest that you've already made up your mind and you're trying in a subtle but very specific way to force feed that conclusion onto others without the amount of slam dunk evidence you need to do that, then it does water down the possibilities of being taken seriously. And I really hope that at some point somebody can get through, Ron, somebody can get through to Stephen Bassett that we should be a little more conservative in how we language what we're trying to say. And by coming up with knee-jerk conclusions, you're pigeonholing yourself and you're cutting your nose off to spite your face, in my opinion.
There's another side to that. I mean, we need our Alex Joneses and we need our Stephen Bassetts. We need the people that are pushing all the different ends of the spectrum in order to get anything done. Without the lunatic fringe, you don't have the sane change. And the thing about Leslie is that, you know, she was Bud Hopkins' girlfriend. She knows what's going on. And she has purposely put herself in a position where she will not take that position in order to mix into the mainstream in what she considers to be a more effective manner. But at the end of the day, is she getting anything done? You know, you can go to a scientist and you can say, hey, you know, I think it's ETs. Or you can go to a scientist and go, hey, here's a bunch of stuff. Either way, is the scientist going to investigate it or not? And if you show me a rate of success from her approach and her philosophy, then I would be a little bit more willing to say, yeah. I mean, yeah, she's gotten some ears of some influential people, but it's gone nowhere. Citizen Hearing, for all of its brashness and all of its assumptions, made some noise that some very important people listened to. And Leslie passed up a fantastic opportunity to jump on and be supportive of something. Instead, she defaulted. Right? She said she was misquoted, whatever. And she could have done a lot worse job on Stephen Bassett and what he was trying to accomplish than she did. But at the end of the day, she passed up a fantastic opportunity to rally the troops. And rather, people have different, you know, you start splitting hairs, everybody's got a different opinion. But at the end of the day, you need the Stephen Bassetts and you need the Leslies and you need the Stephen Greers and you need the people that are even on the far complete other side offering logical explanations. You need all of them to get to the answers.
Yeah, but we don't need Alfred Weber.
Before we go on, I think in all fairness to Leslie, her personal relationship with Bud Hopkins is her private business. And I don't think that should be a factor in how she addresses her approach in the UFO field. We can argue that, please, without arguing a personal relationship, because there can be lots of reasons people have personal relationships, and doesn't mean she agreed with everything he did or he agreed with everything she did. That's their own private business. Let's just move past that, okay? All right, let's get on. Now that we've made the big splash with Citizen Hearing on Disclosure, do we see a sequel? Is there going to be a second Citizen Hearing on Disclosure or what?
Well, Citizen Hearing on Disclosure is pretty much done. There's going to be other citizen hearings, but there's not going to be another Citizen Hearing on Disclosure.
It was a really good model, and as Ron brought up earlier, I mean, you can use this model across the board on any social issue that deserves attention and deserves a jumpstart, especially those types of issues that are being ignored by the bureaucracies and the corporations and the politicians. But, you know, I really think that it's important to you know, use the gravitas of that particular model, and you can effect some change in at least getting people to look at it who normally wouldn't look at it. What you're doing is you're creating a scenario that's familiar and comfortable for people, especially politicians, and they need that comfort level. Politicians, Danny Sheehan, who I respect quite a bit, brought up a very good point, and he says that politicians don't lead. What they do is they lick their fingers, stick it up in the air, and they go which way the wind's blowing. So if you create enough of a groundswell, of a grassroots groundswell, the politicians are going to want to jump ahead of that and lead the charge if they feel safe enough and if they feel that it's, a subject that's not going to taint them, that's not going to make them into fodder for their next election opponent's, you know, TV ads. So, you know, again, I think it is a good model, but I really do have a problem with force feeding our own conclusions onto a subject that is yet to be solved. Sure, there's all sorts of indications that would lead the average person to believe that we are being visited by extraterrestrials. But until we can prove that, you can't approach scientists, you can't approach politicians and put an emphasis on what has been the giggle factor the whole way. And I think it's important to think out our approach a little better, be much more careful with our languaging, and be more conservative in how we approach people that are very conservative. And I felt when I was going into this process of working with the production crew and filming this, I was a little jaded and cynical about its chances of success or even being even noticed.
If you have something to say, send us a tweet. You could reach us on Twitter. We're known as The Paracast. We have Ron James joining Gene and Chris. You're in
The Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com. So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Producer Ron James, Chris O'Brien, and Gene Steinberg on this week's episode. And we're talking about the medium and the message and how to get the word out there and how to get people interested in the subject. And if it's going to be grassroots, if you're going to get the people involved.
Well, that's why the Internet, Gene, is really important. And Ron has come up with a very interesting approach called Evolve TV, which I think is at the vanguard of utilizing the wonderful opportunities that exist for grassroots, you know, organizing and creating momentum in the culture, and that's the Internet. It's one of the last things that we really have that exemplifies that democratic, you know, sort of idea of free speech and of being able to get out a message to a vast amount of people worldwide. And I think Evolve TV is a step in the right direction. And I think we should have Ron give us kind of an overview of what Evolve TV is and where he came up with the idea and where he plans to take it.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Back when I first started making the kind of conscious media productions that I've done, I built a formula that basically involves setting up these little studios and shooting these inexpensive pieces and then marketing them on DVD to independently owned stores and bypassing the entire media distribution machine and did fairly well with it. But I was always wishing that the technology on the web would get to the point where there would be a much more streamlined way of doing it. And in the last year, I was able to put together all of the different elements necessary to do this. And I created what I call the future of the television network. And while it's still in its infancy, the model itself, I believe, is going to be the trend as more and more people are gravitated towards media that is delivered directly to them instead of through gatekeepers and at the behest of advertisers. So I created a website called evolvetv.com. What it is it's got pay-per-view movies, original programming that you can subscribe to. It's all done on a basis that is designed to make sure that the filmmaker gets paid. It flies in the face of the YouTube ripoffs, and it flies in the face of the people that today think that just because somebody makes a film, they should give it away for free. You know, I say to people, when we did the citizen hearing, we actually had people complaining that we were charging $3.83 to watch it. And one guy actually sent us an email wanting his $3.83 back because he didn't feel that he should have to pay for the citizen hearing video because he was downloading it and putting it on YouTube, and he thought that he was doing the world a favor and should get his $4 back. It just blew me away. And the future of media, believe me, people, if you want good media, you got to pay the people that are producing it. And so we created iVolve TV as an online pay-per-view platform, and we're democratizing it by making everybody who's involved, like if you have a website, you can pick videos that are on iVolve TV. You can sell them through your website, and people can watch them right there on the spot. They don't have to have a subscription, although we offer it. And we do events like the Citizen Hearing. We stream the Citizen Hearing to a little under 10,000 people in two languages live right out of Washington. And certainly you have the problems that you have with web streaming, but we had an overall fantastic success. And so we're doing live events of this nature. We're working with independent filmmakers. We've got Sirius on there from our favorite person that we were just talking about. We've got a whole slew of UFO movies that you can pop on and watch for $9.99 for the whole playlist. And we're opening it up to other filmmakers, bring their films in. We pay the largest percentage of royalties in the industry to filmmakers for letting us be the facilitator of their pay-per-view streaming. We offer the platform to people. Anybody now can be in the pay-per-view video business. We can give them everything they need to paste and click, and there they go. And so we're developing original shows now that are going to be subscription-based. We've brought in some people like Rob Simone is going to be working with us on a show, and some others that are just creating fantastic shows about topics that we believe people want to know. The next advances in paranormal phenomenon, the UFO field in a good journalistically approached manner, what's happening with alternative agriculture, how we can make the world a better place by getting rid of the GMOs and these companies that are trying to pollute the planet. Very conscious topics, all available in a cool platform. So it's iVolveTV.com. It's, like I said, it's still in its infancy, but go check it out and see what we have to offer. And we really do believe that this is where media and media delivery is going. You can't have a YouTube model for long where people produce media and they get paid pennies for putting it on, because cameras cost money, houses cost money, food costs money. And so what's happening is, unless you want to see the whole world more addicted to videotape of somebody's cat dancing, we've got to come up with a way that monetizes media to pay filmmakers, and a way that enables filmmakers to make a living and keep producing the kind of stuff they want to produce. And so that's what we're doing with iVolve TV. We're moving away from the trend of marginalizing content creators, moving them back into the spotlight and giving them a platform where they can have success instead of just being raked over the coals by unscrupulous distributors.
Let me ask you a question here. Is there a possibility or something that would be considered with regard to putting iVolve TV on some of these set-top boxes like a Roku or an Apple TV as another channel?
That's the next step. We're developing apps now. Pretty soon, you're going to be able to pop open your Samsung VCR and there'll be an iVolve TV app, and you just download it and you can watch whatever you want.
So, I'm thinking in terms of what Apple has, because Apple was starting to add more and more channels to their Apple TV.
Yep.
And something like this would be interesting. Right now, they're still adding mainstream stuff like Watch ESPN and HBO Go or something like that.
Well, if you weren't so video averse, we could have a Paracast, full visual and audio along with guests. And I mean, the technology is just leaping forward. I think it's up to the real creative minds out there to mold the platforms in such a way that it serves everyone. Ron brings up a very good point. You have your people out there like the twins who shall not be named, mixing in possibly just wonderful evidentiary videos along with some of the most hoaxed videos possibly ever imagine. My favorite is the alien being dragged behind the car. I don't know how many million hits that got. It's up to us. And Ron brought up a very good point. The market tends to follow where the interest is. And if people are slowly brought into a place of being educated, these types of ideas, I think, will flourish. And it's got to be a win-win for everybody concerned. If you're some pimply 15-year-old kid in your mom's basement spending 2 months doing a two-minute hoaxed CG UFO video, there should be a channel for that. But people should be educated to know that that's what they're looking at. A lot of people don't have the educational and research background, and they haven't done the work. And there's a lot of people that, you know, P.T. Barnum was talking about. There's a sucker born every minute, and we have to take the suckers and give them their own sort of, you know, suck on this channel, and then for everyone else who are true seekers and really do their own research and are interested in educating themselves in a proper manner, these people need a place to go as well. There's a lot of people out there that are not happy with how the system is misserving us, and they want alternatives. They want to know where to go to get non-GMO foods, or where to go to get quality alternative health solutions and options, and where to go to find out the proper way to investigate paranormal subjects, unlike a lot of the reality shows out there that fabricate the evidence and that sort of thing. So, you know, I think that this is a real major step in the right direction, and I'm really glad that Ron has put a lot of thought, a lot of energy, a lot of resources into getting this thing off the ground. And it would be great to somehow partner up with him, with the Paracast, and maybe, for instance, come up with a show that educates people how to properly investigate paranormal phenomena.
Well, as far as being video averse is concerned,
pardon me?
I don't mind. As far as being video averse is concerned, I don't want my face on camera, but I don't mind having my voice in the background.
Yeah, well,
I don't mind having the camera on you or on the guests.
We'll just silhouette you, Gene.
Well, I could also wear a mask. Or I could be like the unknown comic. Remember the unknown comic, a guy named Murray Langston?
Oh, yeah.
The bag on his head. He told the worst jokes in the world, but he carved out a career.
Well, we could call you Triumphant, the comedy insult dog.
Well, I have a dog here. I could use his face.
You know, Gene, a place to start would be go through our site or let Chris go through our site. We've got some fantastic films there. Pick out the ones that you think your audience would be interested in, and we can give you a playlist that you can embed directly on the Paracast website where your clients could go to this page, pick out a UFO film they want to watch, or watch everyone in the playlist, pay for it right there, and without ever leaving your website, watch the movie pay-per-view.
I'll tell you what, folks. Let's let our listeners decide. If you want to see that kind of service, and we're going to expand the offerings of the Paracast, we'll get together with Ron and set something up. We have Ron James joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.